Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Shoot the cow, kill it, cook it, and eat it. That's the deal. All right, here we are. T-minus what? One extra day of 2020, as if we wanted another day in 2020. Well, you get one because it's a leap year, so we get 366, 20, whoa, 366 2020 days. As opposed to 365 2020 days. So my question for you is, what has 2020 done to you? Now, that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. It could be something about your health. Maybe it was COVID-related. Maybe you lost your job because of what's happened in 2020. Maybe you've lost your faith in the American government, the American governmental system. Maybe you've struggled with your anger. Maybe it's been good for your marriage. Maybe it's been good for your health. Maybe you changed some things as a result of this crazy year that we are finishing up. So that's my question for you today. I want to open up the phones. And I know we have a couple of stations that are offline today because of a Wake Forest basketball game, which is a big deal here in North Carolina. But for the rest of you, I really want to hear from you. How has 2020 affected you? How has it changed you? Maybe what has God taught you through all of this? It's been a roller coaster year, a lot of different things going on, obviously, but when you think about it, how have you changed? How has 2020 changed you? And that could be via God teaching you something or revealing some problems or creating new ones. Maybe it's because of your business got shut down and you're out of a job. That's a pretty big way that 2020 has changed you and affected you and impacted you. So that's my question for you today, and would love to hear from you. You can chime in on Facebook Live. You can just type in there or call in, preferably. Would love to hear your voice today. 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. How has 2020 changed you, impacted you? Good, the bad, and the ugly. Or perhaps what has God taught you as a result of going through this crazy year of 2020? That's what I want to talk about. That's what I want to reflect on. So I'm opening up the phone lines to all of you, and I hope you'll call in and share. Just think about it for a minute or two. Formulate your answer. You don't have to be, an incredible orator to call into a radio show. I know most people are a little uncomfortable with that, but you're not most people, okay? I'm not going to lump you in with most people. Think about it. And because it's important, we need to dialogue through this stuff, share these things together, especially in the body of Christ. Perhaps it's something the Lord has taught you, corrected you, whatever the case may be. How has 2020 affected you or changed you? So call in, and I would love for you to share that. Or you can just, for my friends on Facebook Live, you can just type it into the comments box, and I'll do that. And I had some other people on Facebook today chime in on that question. Something for all of us to consider and work through as we get to turn the corner into 2021, believe it or not. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Again, would love to hear from you today. And let's ponder how 2020 has affected us, changed us. And again, it could be the good, the bad, or the ugly. Okay, while you're calling in, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. A couple of big breaking news things. We are just a few days out from January 6th, January 5th. Of course, next Tuesday, the big election down in Georgia. You should be using your social media and texting anybody you know in Georgia. You should tell them to get out and vote for these two Republican candidates, because that could be the only break in the fire. That could be the only fire line that we have between a totally radicalized left agenda and the future of this country. So that's Tuesday. And then Wednesday, next Wednesday, a week from today, January 6th, the big showdown in Congress with the reading and certifying of the Electoral College votes. Of course, you have 12 people in the House, 12 Republicans in the House willing to object. And now finally, you have somebody in the Senate that's willing to go along with that, which is great. And none other than Josh Hawley, who's quickly becoming my favorite member of the Senate, if he's not already, So Hawley says he'll object to Electoral College certification of the Biden victory on January 2nd. So you got a dozen Trump supporters in the House, and now you have Hawley. We'll see if anybody else is in there. But said he's going to object, and he'll highlight what he said was the failure of some states, most notably Pennsylvania, to follow their own election laws. So there you go. That will stop the process on Tuesday of going as they get through, as they get to a state that any that people want to object to. And again, it's got to be one in the House and one in the Senate, which will obviously be Republicans. Then they stop the clock. They get up to 2 hours to separate, go to their separate chambers and discuss it. And that's where the Trump team, another article I just pulled from the Epoch Times, President Trump's campaign advisor said the team is aiming to present evidence during a potential congressional debate. It's not potential anymore. It's going to happen. So you got that. So they're going to present some evidence. They're working with people in the House and the Senate to try to get that stuff out to more people in the American public and to try to put the pressure on the Democrats, which probably won't work. But I really appreciate that they're doing this. And let's make sure between now and then we're praying for these people. Pray for Josh Hawley. Pray for the members of the House. Pray for Trump's team. Pray for truth. Pray for justice. This other article, then we're going to get to your calls. 866-348-7884. How has 2020 affected you, changed you, impacted you? Pence did not back lawmaker plan to overturn election results. That's what the lawyers are saying. Attorneys representing Louis Gohmert is from Texas. And the slate of Republican electors from Arizona indicated in a court filing that Vice President Mike Pence did not agree with their position that Pence could choose between counting the electoral votes of Democrats or Republicans from states where both parties had submitted votes. This has happened in the battleground states. And so that's allegedly what's gone on. They had to talk about it before they actually filed. And this was Louis Gohmert and others filing a case against Mike Pence, trying to enforce what they believe is the constitutional angle here. And it looks like Pence isn't agreeing. At least that's what his lawyers are saying in this. So that's another part of our prayer efforts over the next several days. Pray for Hawley, Josh Hawley in the Senate. Pray for these members, these Republicans in the House. Pray for Trump's team and pray for Mike Pence, for courage and wisdom and strength, for truth to be revealed, shockingly enough. Again, okay, so I've got Jill who's on hold, and I'm going to hit a break here, you guys, in about 30 seconds, so I don't want to pull you on and put you back on hold. So hopefully, Jill, you'll be okay. Thanks for calling in, sis. I'd love to hear from her, and then we'll talk to Chuck, who's calling in from North Carolina. Jill's all the way up in Iowa, but I want to hear from you, too. How has 2020 affected you? Did 2020 win, or are you winning? Maybe you aren't. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you lost your health. Maybe 2020's been devastating to you, and you just want to share that so that we can stop and pray for you. I'd be happy to do that. So give us a call. Give me a call. How has 2020 impacted you, changed you, or perhaps how has God taught you? 866-34-TRUTH. 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. 2020 almost over, an extra day because it was a leap year. So 366 days in 2020. My question for you today, and I would love for you to call in. How has it impacted you? How has it changed you? What have you learned as a result of going through this crazy 2020 year, COVID and everything else? And maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. Maybe it's really ugly. Whatever you'd like to share. Has 2020, how has it affected you, impacted you? What has it taught you? And a lot of great conversation on Facebook Live. If you want to join us there, just go to the Steve Noble page on Facebook. And you can chime in there. And all my friends there are sharing a lot. And I'll get to that here in a little bit. But would love to hear from you via phone. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Jill, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, my friend. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Brother Steve. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. I'm really looking forward to the end of 2020 and whatever 2021 has to hold. We may not know what it is, but we know that God holds it. So I think what I've learned in this past year, number one is God is in control, and I've really looked at more teaching online, which has been kind of interesting. More pastors teaching, more podcasts, spent more time in God's Word, getting together and praying with friends, either online during Zoom meetings, or we've even gotten together at Panera, whatever. But just more prayer, more Bible time, and more God's teaching with really rich expository teaching. And through all of that, seeing more of my desperate need for a Savior. And actually, through all the chaos, He really has focused me, and I have been more peaceful than I would have thought.
Yeah, that's such a great... I think a lot of us, Jill, and myself included, have experienced that contrast where things have gotten so crazy. And when we had the COVID start and then George Floyd and BLM and the rioting and the looting and the protests and then the election and everything else that's gone on and the terrible impact on the economy, this, that, and the other thing, that peace that surpasses all understanding, I think for a lot of us that we've experienced that to a greater degree than we ever have before, which was very, obviously very kind of the Lord, but also just true to His word. And I think, and I wanted to ask you, was that what kind of diving deeper and spending more time in the word and in prayer and stuff, do you think part of that was the opportunity to, because we just didn't have as many other things
absolutely,
we could do?
Absolutely. And the conscious choice to turn off talking heads and listening to what is, quote unquote, the news.
Yeah.
And it's really more opinion, but truly, it's almost like tuning into a radio station that is has so many other stations around it that it's lots of static, and that voice is really, really, you know, small until you fine-tune it. And that's what I've found, is turning off the noise and
it's good.
Tuning into God's word and spending time with people who can say, I want to challenge you on that thought, or I want to challenge you, you know. And I have found that's really been rewarding.
Yeah.
So... But
that's awesome.
I'm not going to live in fear. I am trusting God, not to say that this isn't a real virus and that we're in real hard times, but I know it, for me, God has really been refining my faith through the fire of this test.
So good. So good. Jill, God bless you.
I wanted to wish you a happy, happy new year, and I am so thankful for online because, I get to listen to you, and,
which is great. Awesome. You're always so encouraging. Thank you so
all
much,
right,
Jill. God bless you. Happy New Year. Talk to you soon.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. That was great. Let's jump over to that. And if you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you as well. 866-348-7884. How has 2020 impacted you? What has it taught you? It could be good, could be bad, could be ugly. What kind of toll has 2020 taken on you? Did you win? Did you lose? Are you better off? What's going on? 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. Chuck, thanks for holding. Sorry to keep you on hold so long. Go right ahead.
Yeah, no problem, Steve. I guess I'm just getting older in how I react to things. You know, I may lose my driving privileges because of my sight is going. I'm 68, and I got bad, really bad eyes. It's really getting hard to read the word, too.
Wow.
But it's okay. It's all good. Everything is good. We're in the Lord's hands. And one day He will take us to His glorious kingdom, and may His name forever be praised.
Amen. Yeah, and we've got that, you know, in our back pocket. We know that's a reality today as much as it was yesterday, as much as it is tomorrow.
That's in our front pocket, Steve.
Yeah, amen. Very good. So how would you say, Chuck, let me just ask you right quick, what do you think's the single biggest impact that this crazy year of 2020 has had on you personally?
Well, I've gone through great struggles with my older son, drugs, messing up big time. You know, he's going to lose his driver's license, et cetera. But, you know, like I just told him a minute ago, now his about his fifth car he's gone through is trashed.
Wow.
And I said, well, your car's trashed, aren't you? Say, you know, I said, you know, but I said, but remember, you know, but I love you no matter what. And wait till you get to that age, Steve. I'm not saying it's going to happen to you at all.
Yeah.
Not a bit. And I don't wish that on anybody. And I'm
of course.
Not, you know. It's been a challenging year. I've been in the VA. I've been in the mental health ward for things that happened a long time ago in the Navy.
Mm.
About spies in Hawaii. And I didn't turn them in. Well, they were involved with a friend of mine. And I felt like a traitor since, 73 or so, and I couldn't look at a flag all those years. And
wow.
I was suicidal. And
gee.
Then I went in, and thank God I talked to him, now I got the American flag on my right shoulder. I
Amen.
Was 20 years in the Navy, you know, I was on submarines, but
wow.
But you know, that was my fault. It was a choice, because it was a choice not to react,
sure,
to tell the FBI or NIS. But you know, it's a long time ago now. I'm not. Yeah. That doesn't make it any better.
No, but you've found
every
some
day.
Release from that, which is great.
Yeah, it's worked on me every day since
wow.
then. And I've been on a bunch of other things, like few dead children. My wife had 3 miscarriages, you know, all kinds of stuff. My wife died. I married again. And that's why I got, you know,
wow.
a 17 and a 19-year-old boy now. But no complaints. No complaints. Everything is good. It is in God's hands.
Amen.
He is so good to us. And what I'm
Amen.
So thankful to God about with me personally is his mercy and his
Amen.
Long-suffering. Oh,
wow.
my goodness.
So good. Man, that's so rich. Chuck,
yeah.
thank you so much. God bless you, brother, and thank you
God
for calling
you.
In.
God bless you. We love you, brother.
All right. Appreciate Thanks. That. Thanks, pal. And you see, now, how about that? Now, when stuff like that happens and you listen and you're like, what? He lost his first wife, he's lost other children, it sounds like, challenging issues to carry for 20 years as a result of military service, all of that. Yet, God is good. His faith endures forever. He's praising the Lord. He's walking with joy. And God's patience, his long-suffering with any of us. Chuck, me, you. Amazing. Thanks for that, Chuck. God bless you. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. All right, the rest of the day and tomorrow, and believe it or not, 2020 will actually end. Allegedly, that's still what? But still about 30 hours away or whatever. So I'll believe it when I see it. But it's been a challenging year on a number of fronts, a very different year, an alarming year, a dark world year, a confusing year, a chaotic year. And so the question I'm asking you today, and hopefully you can call in and share, is how has it changed you? How has it affected you? You're a different person today than you were 12 months ago, especially considering and in light of everything that's happened this year. How has it changed you? What have you learned? Maybe what you've learned about yourself, or maybe what you've learned about the Lord. Maybe a lot of us have learned that we can actually be content with doing and spending a lot less, as so much of our regular activities have been shut down, including for some of you work. So what kind of an impact has 2020 had on you? What have you learned? What has it taught you? What has God taught you? And what's happened? Who won? Did 2020 win? Did you win? Is the Lord winning in your life as a result of taking you through this crazy year? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And maybe for you, it's, you know what, Steve? 2020 won. It kicked my rear end. Okay. That's true for a lot of people. That doesn't make you any less or worse or something than anybody else. It's been probably the most difficult year for a lot of people. And if that's your case, call in and share it. And we'll probably just pray right then and there. If you want us to do that, I might do it anyway. But call in and let's talk about it. I've got a bunch of comments from people on Facebook Live today because I think we need to consider this. And maybe there's going to be some things that people share that you're like, maybe I should consider that more. Maybe that's something I should work on. And that's why we need to be introspective of ourselves, look back in order to have a healthy perspective, right? It's important. We need to consider these things. That's part of building wisdom. 866-348-7884 is our number, as always. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. How has 2020 impacted you? And what have you learned? And perhaps how has it affected your faith? I know for a lot of people, and I've got a lot of comments I'm going to get to here in a second, it's had a huge impact on how we look forward and what do we do with our time and what do we value? What really matters when you strip out much of our retail and restaurant life is there enough left of in your world, in your life, that you can be content with such things as you have? Even the Apostle Paul said he had learned to be content. And I struggled with that for a long time. And then spent 4 months studying it, that particular passage and a few others, and then taught on it. And that helped me. And this year, learning to be content, man, I think that's a lesson probably most of us have struggled with. Let's go to my buddy Clay here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Clay, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate you. And what do you want to say?
Well, top of the warm-hearted Wednesday to you, brother. You know, I just want to give thanks again for you and Truth Radio and,
amen,
you know, the people that are so involved in this and that bring it to where it needs to be. You know, I tell you, it's in, you know, This year has been, I would say, challenging for many people out there. You know, there's been some doubts. There's been many questions. And, you know, people are always, you know, wondering what's going to happen next. Well, you know, less than 2 days from now, we'll be stepping into a new year. But I just look at it as the change thing. Not much has changed, but I'm looking at it as like, God the Father is in charge. He is sovereignly in control.
Yep.
He is making things where he needs them to be. You know, I heard something that got my attention over the weekend, and there were three words that came out. There were forsaken, forgiven, and forward. Mm-hmm. And I get a, you know, interesting thing is when I hear certain pastors on Truth Radio bring forth a message, and somewhere in that message, it just grabs a hold of you. You know, you've done the same thing with certain things that you've introduced. And I remember I first got to meet you, you know, I was very thankful to the Lord because I'm not going to go away from what I told you. I believe you're a power horse for God, brother. And I just really believe, you know, outside of you, you know, Brother Robbie, the Lord's blessing y'all, man, because you know what? It's about Truth Radio.
Yep.
And it's what is presented. It's what is put out there. It's letting people know the stuff that they need to hear. And for me, you know, I could really go on, but I tell you, you know, with all this stuff that has gotten to happen, I have gotten to meet 21 brothers and sisters, and I'm talking black people, that I wear a hat or I wear a shirt, and they see the hat or they see the shirt, and they say, nice hat, you know, nice shirt. But, brother, I tell you what, it's just, it's a blessing because I tell, and I'm not trying to beat around the bush or anything, but creation is so much more than the book of Genesis.
Yep.
The Lord creates things when he needs it to happen. Being able to meet somebody, being able to talk to them, strike up a conversation, and you share in that conversation. The change is when you meet that person, and y'all can strike up something and says, you know what, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes back and forth.
A lot of fruit.
And I'm so very thankful to Truth Radio. You know, that there is a story on how I found it, but you know what? It's not about me, because that's what Rick Warren says in his book, In Purpose-Driven Life. Those first few words, it says, it's not about you. It's about making your life the way the Lord needs it to be to get it where it is. And that's so what is so important. Ever since you and I and everybody else out there was born, he's had a planned path for us from day one to where we are, where we're going now.
Amen.
So, again, I would like to say a heartfelt thank you to you and Brother Robbie and Brother Stu and everybody else there, because you know what? God the Father knows what he's doing with this radio station.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing with the radio station and stations. He knows what he's doing with each of his believers, and he knows what he's doing with the grand plan, and that's where all of us, that you got to remember, that should be the foundation that your house is sitting on, that your life is sitting on. That's the rock. But if your house is on the sand of the world or politics or what happens in D.C., boy, you're going to have a hard time. But, Clay, great points. Always so encouraging. Thank you so much, brother. I love you, man. Happy New Year.
Well, brother, God bless you, man. Merry Christmas to you. And, you know, I got a feeling that this coming new year is going to be a wonderful thing, that the Lord is going to have his hand in it. He's already had his hand in it, but people are going to just see what really can happen and really make a difference in everything. And I tell you what, brother, keep doing what you're doing, man, because I am thankful for you. I appreciate you, and I love you, because you know what? The Lord loved us much
first
that he gave his son.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's the gospel.
God
Thanks,
bless
Clay.
You, brother. Thanks,
you too,
man.
Pal. We'll talk to you. Thanks for calling. Always so encouraging, and really is a man that really appreciates not just Truth Radio, but Christian radio in general. And that's so important. The Word of God. I mean, this is the only ultimate truth you're going to get. I mean, you can go to Ben Shapiro, you can go to Steve Crowder, you can go to all these things, right? Glenn Beck, whatever. But if it's not based and centered on the Word of God, and if it's not about building the kingdom, and if it's not about proclaiming the gospel, then it's falling short. It can have other truths in there, but capital T, ultimate truth, eternal truth, got to have that. I did want to share this, if you wanted to call in, by the way, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. A lot of great things that my friends on Facebook have been sharing today, which I want to share with all of you, because I think we need to be looking back and considering how 2020 has impacted us. Maybe we missed the boat a little bit here and there in developing some things. So this is just from some folks on Facebook. Pat, improved my fasting and praying and daily praises to him. For Diane, continue to serve and help people with mental health and strong advocate in North Carolina. It's been nonstop at times, but so worth it. And so important, because mental health has gotten worse as a result of 2020 and COVID and the shutdowns and everything. So that should be a much bigger issue for all of us, paying attention to that. Just like Chuck said earlier with his son who has drug problems, that's gotten worse. Addictions have gotten worse. Suicide's gotten worse. Mental health, anxiety, depression, all of that. Hold him closer. I'm just reading off of these. I like this one, to stay off Facebook. It's good. That's good advice. Rita is a friend on Facebook, and she got open doors for me to get a medical education during a pandemic. Didn't see that coming, but hey, I'm on an adventure, and it was fun to watch that on Facebook, watch her post on Facebook as she's starting to get an education to be in the medical field. That was cool. Richard said, to believe his word sounds strange from a believer, but to really believe his word, 6 days is 6 days. Times of stress in the last days means times of stress and difficulty. He will return to rule the nations with a rod of iron. Means exactly that. What a great point. And my friend Sharon, just a great pro-life hero, her husband's industry virtually disappeared. Special events, right? Gatherings, special events, conferences, that kind of stuff. Her husband did that. That was his business. But it disappeared. We cobbled little jobs here and there together somehow. We have not missed a payment or lost anything. I don't know how, Sharon said, but God. Exactly right. You just answered your own question. But she knew that already. What about you? How has 2020 impacted or changed you? 866-34-TRUTH. 866-34-TRUTH. Because you are more than I could ever dream. This world could ever see. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, the last live show of 2020. But we'll be back on Monday. And next week, I have some great guests. I'll be in the office on Wednesday, none other than Ann Graham Lotz. That would be Billy Graham's daughter, the best preacher in the family, next to her dad. I've known Ann for years, and the very first time I did Facebook Live was with Ann Graham Lotz in the studio that we used to be at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. That goes all the way back to, like, I don't know, 2016 or something. So Ann's great, such a great teacher and speaker, and just full of the Holy Spirit, and especially coming out of this year and everything she's experienced with her battle against cancer. It should be a very, very rich show. So that'll be next Wednesday, and I'll do that live from her office and her ministry headquarters, which happens to be here in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we'll get at it. And then, of course, next Tuesday is the Georgia runoff. Next Wednesday, the 6th, same day I'm going to be with Ann, is the Senate and House come together for the reading of the Electoral College votes from each state. And now with Josh Hawley stepping up, that just came out this afternoon, you're going to have objections in the House and the Senate, which stops the whole process. And then with each state that they object to, there's up to a two-hour window for presenting arguments to say, hey, I don't think we should accept these electors. Of course, they don't have the votes in the House, but it is a good opportunity to get some information out there, because so many people are just writing it off, although a good chunk, the vast majority of Republicans believe the election was messed up. And you've got about 13 to 16% of Democrats saying, yeah, And I think there's a problem. And of course there is. How extensive it is? Looks pretty extensive. How conclusive is the evidence? A lot of it looks pretty conclusive. And there's all kinds of stuff out there. I mean, just a deluge of information. So we'll see what Trump's team does in working with these Republicans in the House and the Senate. And Josh Hawley is the only one right now in the Senate. But there could be more. But that's going to be a historic day. That's next Wednesday. So next Tuesday, the election, next Wednesday, and then I'll be live with Ann Graham Lott. So busy, busy week as we push into 2021. But as we finish up 2020, my question for you today was simply, how has it impacted you? How has it changed you? Who won? Did 2020 win? Kick your tail in? Or have you grown? Are you a better person today than you were on January 1st before COVID and all the other stuff, before George Floyd, before BLM, before shutdowns, before our churches made a decision, most of them, to not get together, just kind of kowtowing to the government and claiming Romans 13 and all that kind of good stuff. How's it impacted you? How's it changed you? 866-348-7884 is the number, as always. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Would love to hear from you and just share how's it impacted you? How's it changed you? What have you learned? I wanted to keep sharing because there's so many great ones here on Facebook that people were sharing. Patience and to trust him fully. And then to be more patient and learn to be happy even when you can't be with friends or go out. That was the one I think a lot of us aren't paying attention to. To keep my eyes on him, not on what's happening in the world, and to read my Bible more. Be strong and be courageous. Amber on Facebook said, to not fear, right? We've seen the spirit of fear literally take over this country and around the world. And we, believers, born-again Christians, not given a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So that really is a good indication. It shows you that there's a whole lot of people operating, the vast majority, without the Holy Spirit. Therefore, they do have a spirit of fear. That's been a huge one. Trust that God is in control no matter how things look. God is good all the time. It's pushed me closer to the Lord than ever before. I'm just reading from Facebook. These are just great things and things to consider. As you ask yourself that question, what have I learned? How am I different? We should all be taking an inventory like this, okay? Karen said, he's truly blessed me this year. Count my blessings. That's good. To keep my lamp full as the Lord return is near. That's a good one from Cheryl, right? Don't be caught off guard. Be ready for his return. It's a day closer today than it was yesterday, remember? Carola said, 2020 taught me to focus on what really matters, which is God and family. Man, that's been so true for most of us, right? Going on walks, spending time together, which for some people has been tough. You're used to getting a break every day. All of a sudden, you're at home all the time. And there's been a downside to that, obviously, for people that are in abusive relationships, whether it's a spouse or a mom or a dad. Man, that's brutal. No matter how good you try to be, it is never good enough for some people, said Glenn. No kidding. Not to be so trusting. How about that? Because the government and the system in general has really been, talk about disappointing, radically disappointing. Maxine said, life is still good and God is still great. Amen. That's that house. My house is built on the rock, not on the sand kind of mentality. That's the reality, right? As a Christian. And hopefully you've experienced that. Mel had a good list here. Not to trust what our so-called experts have to say. They lie big time, way too political. Not to be a sheep, but to be a lion. It's a good list from Mel. Living normally and staying happy work better than a mask and social distancing. Living by fear is our greatest enemy. Living with confidence in God helps boost the immune system, and it works 100 times better than a mask and isolation. I serve a great God who can protect me 101 times better than those stupid health protocols. Stepping out in faith. That was Mel on Facebook. Another person said patience. Catherine said, God taught me we are not in control like we think. God's large and in charge, right? We're definitely not in control. Ethan said, I'm driving around with my sunroof open because the rapture's coming. It's a good attitude to have more faith and trust our Lord. Belief in peace, to be at peace. God is good. Trust in him. Life goes on even when all the world loses its faith. To pray because everything else is failing. That's a great one. Has it affected your prayer life? Because if you haven't prayed more in this year, and if you're not going to be praying a lot over the next few days because Tuesday's coming, that's the runoff in Senate. The Senate, there's two Senate seats down in Georgia. By the way, on social media and with friends or texting, if you have any connection and if you have a lot of friends on Facebook, you don't know who's in Georgia, who knows somebody's in Georgia. We should be encouraging everybody. You know anybody in Georgia? Hey, anybody in Georgia? Get out and vote for these two Republicans. even if you're a moderate, even if you're an independent, vote for the two Republicans, because that's the only bloc that there's going to be, most likely, in the Senate and in Congress. And if you have Biden-Harris presidency and Democrats run the House by a slim margin, but they still own the majority, and they win those two seats in the Senate, it's a 50-50 tie, which means Kamala Harris, the vice president, breaks all ties. And you can see where that's going to go. Talk about radical change. 2020 will look like nothing compared to 2021, if that's what happens. So we all need to be praying and messaging about this vote next Tuesday, and praying and messaging and calling your representatives, especially your senators, and saying, hey, you need to object to these questionable results in these swing states. Step up. So many of them are playing the game, and they're looking on down the road, and they're listening to counselors, and they're listening to pollsters, and they're not just basing their operations and their decisions on an allegiance to the truth and what's best for the country. Set Biden and Trump aside for a second. We're talking about the survival of this nation as a representative republic. So we need to be acting, and we need to be praying. Annette on Facebook said, he has sustained me. Right? It's been a tough year, but have we gotten through it? Here we are. So he sustained us. That I can't find a church, that life is not getting better. It's been a downward spiral for almost 20 years, and then I'm tired of thinking it will. I appreciate that. That was from Sandra on Facebook. How about that? I can't find a church. That could mean you can't find a church that's a good, solid, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, uncompromising church, or one that's open. Goodness gracious. So I'm grateful for RFA Church here in Raleigh. There's others that are open. Calvary, down in Apex and here locally, there's other churches that are open. And praise the Lord for that. Hilltop, there's churches that are open, but a lot aren't. That's difficult. And I appreciate that honesty. It was God's decision to give us free choice. Parenting adult children has taught me that I can trust him with their journey. Amen to that. That was a friend Sarah on Facebook. Never give up. Never give in. Trust him completely and watch. God's good all the time and has a plan. Patience. I'm just reading these. God's in control and this too shall pass. Trust him. Hopefully this is encouraging to you as we finish up this year. To take it one day at a time and put my trust in him alone. Amen. That was Barbara on Facebook. Anita said this. God is faithful always, and cherish those who are dear to you and let them know. What a great point. Have we gotten any better this year at expressing our love and appreciation to each other? Have we gone out of our way more to express encouragement, to check in on one another? The one another's in Scripture for us as believers are massive. Hopefully this crazy year has helped us with that. Hold no grudges, ask for forgiveness daily, and forgive those who seek it. Forgive even if they don't ask. It's good. Keep my focus on Jesus, said Carol. Denise said, it's taught me much about myself, how to adapt and work, how to treat every day as a blessing. What a great lesson. How to be thankful for life as I've lost friends to COVID. That's Denise on Facebook. How to be thankful for my family and friends. How to accept each day as a gift and never take anything or anyone for granted. Amen. What a great bunch of answers there. Should be challenging to all of us. God's in control. Trust him. God is good and trust him always. It taught me how badly the Democrats cheat, said Alicia on Facebook. A lot out there. A lot of fruit on the tree. For me personally, since you asked, I know you didn't. Definitely contentment. Contentment has been something I wrestle with off and on. It's shown me the beauty of a simpler life. Not running around like crazy, not going to restaurants, not going to a movie every Friday, not just the retail life, the retail lifestyle. When that gets cut off and you're not out running around and you're just spending time at home, board games, just hanging out, talking, breakfast together, lunch together. Great. It's been some difficult things. My wife and I have had challenges, family and stuff, but God's brought us through it all. We're more than conquerors. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. A great point, Marie on Facebook. Thanks for that one. This year has taught me who my friends are and who are not. Amen. God is good. Eddie woke up with air in my lungs. Hallelujah. My dad just said, hey, Dad, how you doing? I'm vertical. That was a good answer. Yeah, what's it taught you? Take stock of this as we finish up this crazy year. And search your heart. Ask the Lord to search your heart. And hopefully we're more like him now than we were a year ago. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It's right around the corner, 2021. We'll face it with God on our side. And God willing, I'll talk to you again soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.